Daddy Pharos? Are you still dead? Can Gordy violate your corpse a little more? I'm really horny. I like it when Daddy Pharos doesn't move.
Gordy, go out and find a victim or something. I want to be left alone.
Woohoo! Time to cause chaos and mayhem.
Well, that was a weird dream I had. Or was it a dream? Oh, hey, my recording device is turned on. I guess Gordy was messing around with it. That's okay. I got some things I want to get off my chest. I just remembered something I heard Nuke telling me. You know, the whole reason I was putting up those Justin Bieber posters was because I sometimes get confused about the difference between evil and just bad. Sometimes I feel like there are pebbles rolling around inside my skull, and it makes me do stupid things. I don't know why. Ugh. Nuke really thinks he has a real ironclad grip on me, and I guess he does. I'm not saying he doesn't, and I'm not saying I don't like it. But sometimes I think the reason bad things happen to me is because of an inability to focus my thoughts. I think now's a good time to take some time to do that. My name is Pharos. I was born in a universe known as Railroad Towers. I was the henchman of the evil Lord Talbot, who had aspirations to control the entire universe, which was very small. In fact, it was only a single skyscraper floating somewhere in the void of the multiverse. At the same time, in a completely alternate dimension, there was another Pharos just like me. He was also the henchman to an alternate evil Lord Talbot. They lived in a city-state called Scritch City, located in a place somewhere in a state called Nevada, in a country called America. At precisely the same time, both Pharoses created a death ray for their respective Talbots and did a test firing. The beams struck each other somewhere within the void between worlds. Since I started my research, I've named this point the Black Smoke Hallway. The intersection caused the two dimensions to slowly fall apart and break down into this black corruption goo. Because Railroad Towers was the smaller of the two, it succumbed much faster. But Scritch City faced the same problem. I was caught up in the death ray accident, causing my body, mind, and soul to become stuck in a state of quantum lock. If ever killed, I would revert back to the moment of the accident, but with my memories intact. The exact same thing happened to my Scritch City counterpart. In my home dimension, this accident caused evil Lord Talbot to fire me. In Scritch City, Talbot was killed by the police during the resulting raid on his lair. Shortly after I was fired as Talbot's henchman, I met Quentin, a green fox who became my master. He also wanted to become master of Railroad Towers, but it wasn't going very well. Through the help of some supernatural creature called Vox, we were able to travel to Scritch City, leaving Railroad Towers to fall to death ray corruption. Scritch City Pharos was displaced to Railroad Towers, where he was forced to kill Talbot in self-defense. In Scritch City, I established a lab for Quentin, but things kept getting in the way. Quentin himself seemed to be part of the problem. In addition to his own personal holdbacks and obsession for micromanaging everything, there were forces that I still don't understand that were trying to make things harder for him. It was as if he was never allowed any sort of success. I began to wonder if Quentin wasn't the problem all along. Like he was a bad omen, or a jinx, or something. Towards the end, Quentin started to feel as if he had to be a good person. I started to hate him, but I still followed him anyways. I even helped him stop the corruption that was destroying both Scritch City and Raro Towers by finally disabling the two death rays, which were still firing and had been for a very long time. Shortly after this, we left. We went to another place to try to find a better life. The name of this place, I've sort of forgotten. It's a bit foggy, but I know I was still really dead set on making a bigger and better death ray. And I did. I made one. But this one did something I didn't expect. It shut me into another world where all the women there had dicks. And they were all rapey. And mean. I tried to contact Quentin for him to save me, but he turned on me at my most desperate moment. For a little bit, I thought I had lost to the multiverse. An immortal doomed to be sexually abused by a bunch of horny dick women. But then, he found me. It was Nuke. He pulled me into this dimension and made me his own. And he does own me. I am his, and I accept that. I want to please him and make him happy. I want to invent things and make a new death ray. But he also terrifies me. Like, a lot. Like, more than I think I can really explain in this log. There was a lot of nuance left out of this story, and I may go over it in a later log, but I just need to get my facts together one step at a time. I need to make sure I know who and what I am before I make any difficult decisions. If there's one thing I have learned from my history, is that I'm a survivor. No matter how bad things get, I always survive. I wonder if I'll survive Nuke. End of log.